Live from NPR News, I'm Janine Herbst. Unemployment benefits expired for millions of Americans who lost their jobs because of the pandemic. NPR's Jim Zaroli reports the benefits were included in the $900 billion relief bill President Trump is threatening to veto.
The bill has been sent to Florida for the president to sign, but whether he will remains unclear. The president took a lot of people by surprise last week by attacking the bill after its overwhelming approval by Congress. He said the $600 checks it provides to people simply weren't big enough. But the idea of larger checks has been rejected by the president's own party. Congress can override Trump if he does veto the bill, but that would take time. And meanwhile, millions of people won't get the supplemental unemployment benefits they depend on. Jim Zaroli, NPR News.
In Nashville, hundreds of investigators and crime scene technicians are scouring the site of the blast yesterday morning, looking for clues. An RV, believed packed with explosives, detonated, heavily damaging the historic downtown street, injuring three people. Authorities still haven't released the identity of the bomber or the motive, but ATF agents were filmed this afternoon entering a two-story brick house in a Nashville suburb, carrying out bags of evidence. Chaz Sisk is with member station WPLN.
Investigators, including personnel from the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms, have been searching a duplex. There's no word yet on what, if anything, they found. FBI says that they have received more than 500 tips about information about the blast on Christmas morning.
Meanwhile, a sprawling area that includes Tennessee and surrounding states is experiencing phone and internet outage because the explosion tore through an AT&T data center here. In the UK, tough new coronavirus restrictions have begun, with Scotland and Northern Ireland under tighter measures. Officials are trying to stop a new variant of the virus that's believed to spread more quickly. Transportation officials say more than 15,000 truck drivers have been tested with few positive cases. Trucks were backed up for miles in southeast England over the last few days after France briefly closed its border to the UK. A district in Beijing is entering what it calls wartime mode after discovering a handful of new coronavirus cases. NPR's Emily Fang reports on the strict measures China has put in place again to control small outbreaks.
Residents in Beijing's Shunyi district are now undergoing mass testing after authorities discovered three cases there this week. One case was a Beijing resident who traveled to Korea and tested positive upon landing. Authorities are now encouraging residents not to travel outside the city. Fewer than two dozen cases in the port city of Dalian have also caused a soft lockdown there and mass testing of residents. Emily Fang, NPR News, Yunnan, China.
And you're listening to NPR News. The Census Bureau is likely to miss a year-end deadline for reporting the first set of results from the 2020 census. NPR's Hansi Lo Wang reports the pandemic and the Trump administration's last-minute changes to the census are behind the delays.
For months, the Census Bureau has been on track not to finish putting together new state population counts by December 31st. Those numbers are used to determine representation in Congress and the Electoral College for the next decade. Back in the 1800s, the government missed similar legal deadlines for the census, and Congress extended them afterwards. But this year's national headcount is facing even more complications. The Bureau's been trying to fix irregularities in the census records. Plus, President Trump may try to alter the count by subtracting unauthorized immigrants from census numbers that the Constitution says must include the, quote, whole number of persons in each state. Hansi Lo Wang, NPR News, New York.
In Afghanistan, at least four people, including two police officers, were killed in a series of explosions in Kabul. Officials say one bomb was attached to a police vehicle. The attacks come as Taliban and Afghan government negotiators are holding talks in Qatar, trying to hammer out a peace deal that could put an end to decades of war. But the talks in Doha have been suspended until early January, and there is speculation that they could be further delayed. No one has claimed responsibility so far for the attacks in Kabul, but in recent months, ISIS has claimed responsibility for multiple attacks in the capital, including one on educational institutions that left 50 people dead, mostly students. This is NPR News.